News Talk 580 WTCM. I was on the phone with my brother last night who lives in the UP, and he said it was eight degrees in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. And look at this. What is it? November 21st? Mm-hmm. It's a month until winter starts.
Well, I think that Mother Nature will have you fooled on that. Roads are slick and temperatures are falling around 18 degrees by 5 p.m. So, you know, usually you wake up in the morning and the temperatures start to go up. Not today, folks. That north wind out there, too, really chilly. And you could see some snow, which, you know, for a lot of people, they can say, who cares? I'm getting out of here. It's Thanksgiving time. I'm going somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm. Or you're making plans for later.
Something to look forward to in a few months. Something to look forward to. Or you could be like me and a lot of people who are procrastinators thinking, well, maybe things will change. And Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and L Tour Company. Bonnie, you say stop waiting, right?
Oh, don't wait. Believe me, because right now, if you're looking out the window or you're driving in this and you're saying to yourself, I love snow. I love living up here for this reason, but I do need a break from time to time.
I love snow. I don't like cold.
Right. And it is so cold. So this starts our phones ringing so much. And we have been busy with a lot of people saying, you know, I just want to get out. I want to know I have a warm destination to go to, or maybe I have a different type of destination to go to. But don't wait, because you're going to be disappointed when you don't get the selection that you want. So warm destinations are the most popular thing right now that we're hearing. But at the same time, we're also getting a lot of people looking at other places. Interesting enough, Alaska has been an amazing thing right now.
Right now?
Because it is right now. It's not to go to Alaska right now, but it's to make those reservations right now because it's a short season. It's a May to September type of thing if you're going to go up and visit. We're doing a lot of cruise tours, and a cruise tour is normally a seven-day cruise, and then you put a land package on it as well. That's the most popular way to go. But the other thing we're being asked, and we are able to do this, is I want to do a complete land package to Alaska. I have 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, 12 days, whatever be the case. And a lot of people don't realize we can put that together, because we do have the resources and we know who to call to do that. So if you're thinking, you know, maybe I've been on a cruise tour, but I want to do a different part of Alaska, but I don't want to necessarily do it by cruise at the same time, think about that, because we can put that together. And that is, there's a lot of calls, and I've been working with some people recently on that. And it's just kind of those unique things to customize it as well. So that's one thing that's popular that's going on too. The other thing, it's that gift of travel. Okay, we mention it all the time because this is what? This is millions of travelers are going to take to the skies between Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Ah. Right? Think about that. That's incredible. And you're thinking about, well, should I take my gift and should I, if I'm going home for Thanksgiving but I'm not going to be there at Christmas, I should take my gifts home with me now, carry them on. Well, you know what? The big tip is do not wrap, because TSA could ask you to open that. So you don't really want to do that. You could check them in your bags and do that. But at the same time, do it easier. Be easy on yourself. Ship them. It's a lot easier to ship them, even to ship them just ahead of your arrival.
And you don't have to drag them around. Drag them everywhere with you and figure out how you're going to, where you're going to put them and how you're going to fit them underneath your arm or around your wrist or whatnot.
Oh, any of that type of stuff. And the planes are crowded because it's just peak seasons when we're going away for Thanksgiving or we're going away for Christmas. That is peak time. There's a limited amount of space on an airplane you're going to be able to put them if you're thinking you're going to carry on things. Or better yet, make sure when you do your carry-on bag, it's small. It doesn't need to be packed because it's just crazy out there and, you know, going through airports that are crowded, all those things. Mm-hmm. But treat yourself to a big favor. Ship things ahead of time. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Or you can buy gift cards for travel. You can do things a little bit differently. We sell certainly those. But there's one trip that was really interesting for a great gift to travel. It's the ultimate in sports travel. Now think about it.
Okay.
You know, all right. It's that time of the year. You may be looking for the perfect gift. You want to create that incredible memory. Maybe you have that hard person to buy for, maybe a family member, a friend, or whoever. If you were to give them a gift that combines maybe their passion for sports with their love of travel, two great things, how about if you were talking about doing world-class events like the Summer Games, Super Bowl, the Masters, Wimbledon?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
that's
dreamy. Want to do, yes, the Kentucky Derby this year. Maybe you want to go to the Grand Prix in Monaco. You know, this is something you can tie in a great European adventure, and then you have that opportunity to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to do, like I said, Wimbledon, maybe the 2019 Women's World Cup packages. It seems like, how would I find out how to do that? How can I do it? We've got the answer because we work with a particular company that really specializes in all of that. So I'm giving you some ideas for that gift of travel. I'm giving you some ideas to do something different out there these days. And better yet, too, there's another way to do is guided travel. You know what? We talk about that a lot on the air. It hasn't lost its appeal. When I talk about guided travel, I'm going to give you an example. Inside Vacations. How many times did we interview Janet Anderson and her team to do something like that? That they have private tours, too, that you can customize. But guided travel is the type of thing that there's a lot of reasons that people still like to do that. And it's one is the peace of mind. You know, what you know that you're going to embark on a journey, but everything is all taken care of. And you don't have to worry about it. It's effortless. And then the details are all covered. You know, you might think about, you know, some of those challenging of things when you're traveling, you don't know the area. It's covered. It takes some value. I mean, putting all this together is a lot of work. But at the same time, when we're working with somebody, I'm going to, again, use an example, Inside Vacations, we know that the value's there. And how many times have we heard we have VIP access? If you don't want to wait in line for hours at the Vatican or some special event and you want to go right to the front of the line and have this private access and save your time and energy, that's a lot what the guided vacations do. And you know what? It's fun. It really is. So that's another idea for maybe a gift for yourself, your spouse, your friends, or the family type of thing that you want to do. You know, these are ideas that people will say, well, I don't know what to do. You know, we want to go someplace, but we don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are great ideas. And here's my one of my ultimate ones. And we have something happening in January that we're very excited about. How many times have I had back roads on? You know, bike.
Oh, yeah.
They're the leaders.
Love back roads.
If you want to go active, they are the leaders in biking, walking, hiking, multi-adventure. Those family vacations, the active ocean river cruises, and private and custom tours. And somebody said to me, what do you mean by a private and custom tour? Maybe you're doing something for your honeymoon. Maybe you want to put a 30-person family reunion, or you've got an event, 200 people for a corporate event, or any of those types of things. There's so many ways to do that. But we have a gentleman visiting us. He's one of the most seasoned travel leaders with Backroads. His name's Matt Farber. And if you're listening to this and you've been on a Backroads, maybe you've had Matt. He's going to be in town, and we're going to do an open house in January here, mm-hmm. January 18th. We're going to have our office open. Matt's going to be in the office. We're going to talk about all these different things. Just, you know, to spend some one-on-one time with us with Matt. We can do all that. But just right now, mark your calendar. If you're interested in really getting to know Backroads, and you've heard us talk about it enough, we've got somebody that's going to be in town here in Traverse City at our office on Cass Street. January the 18th, we'll be talking about it a little bit more. But this is the time of year that everyone says, I need an idea. I need to get away. And we all think warm. But a lot of people also think in other destinations. But, you know, Colleen, you're right when you were mentioning, too, if you're waiting, why are you waiting? Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to get what you're looking for.
No time like the present.
Right, because all of a sudden we're talking about a warm destination, and it's snowing outside, mm-hmm. and you walk out the door, or we hang up the phone, and somebody says, I just made my reservations, too.
You know, speaking of making reservations, though, Bonnie, don't you think, I noticed this in my family and other people's families, friends of mine, that Thanksgiving comes around and we are all getting together with family and everyone sits and talks about, okay, so-and-so's school schedule is this and I have this and that. And then the plans start happening. People can say, all right, now I know where everyone in my family stands, so it's mm-hmm. time to make our reservations. It seems like there's a big rush right after Thanksgiving.
There is. We see a big rush right after school starts right away. I mean, because mm-hmm. everyone's back and they're going, where are you going this year? Where are you going next year? And all the families are thinking, well, maybe if we go down to a certain destination. But you're right, Colleen. That happens at Thanksgiving because you're just talking about it. You've just maybe spent how many hours on the highway driving to the destination or flying, and it's coming together, and that's what I love about Thanksgiving. It's that time to be so thankful for your family, for so many things, but it's fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then you start finding out that, what do you mean you're going on a cruise? Well, what's that like?
I want to go on a cruise.
I want to go on a cruise, you know? And all of a sudden, like, well, how do I do that? Well, we all know every week we talk about how you can do that with the travel authority. It is the time.
Another question about giving the gift of travel. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't know exactly what someone would like to do, or maybe you want to give them the choice, you know, your loved one, you know, to choose a place that they would like. Is there such thing as a kind of an open-ended gift certificate where you can buy them mm-hmm. something that they can make the choice of destination, et cetera?
We have gift cards. Mm-hmm. We've had gift cards for years, and someone will come in and go, I want to buy it, and it can be bought in all denominations. And we just issue a gift card. It's good for travel, and we tell, you know, we have a little card with it and how to use them, and just call us, and that person is all of a sudden going to the destination they want to go to, mm-hmm. or it's a great start to do something, you know, depending on the amount of it to take and, you know, finalize it and be off and running.
Imagine getting
that would be the best gift.
Yeah. I mean, opening it up and seeing a gift certificate for any place that you can.
I mean, that's what you know. Once you get the experience, the wanderlust, you don't go back, right?
Yeah, and it's something that our gift cards are such that it's something that, you know, we need to be able to book ahead of mm-hmm. time so we can take care of, you know, different prepayments and all those things like that. And we find it being used for retirement. It's a gift of retirement.
Oh, nice.
When somebody's retiring, we get that a lot.
Weddings?
Weddings. We have, you know, we have a gift card, and, you know, a lot of times people say, well, just, you know, contribute to our honeymoon, or, you know, in general, we want to give this back, you know. Or you're contributing to something that's going to make somebody just feel good. I mean, there's so many ways to use them. And it's a great opportunity, and what a fun thing to open up and go, wow.
Yeah, you would be like I always say that if someone is taking you somewhere, you are the favorite relative for the rest of their life. Exactly.
You get the extra turkey and everything.
You get everything you want.
You get the pies, you get it all. It's coming your way.
You know, Bonnie, I had a couple of just basic holiday survival questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know, and I think you mentioned this even last week, that Americans are flying over Thanksgiving like never before. I mean, mm-hmm. a record 30.6 million passengers are expected to fly on U.S. airlines, all over the Thanksgiving period. So if we know this happening for Thanksgiving, it's probably you can kind of forecast that it's going to happen during Christmas and the other, you know, holidays. That I wonder, is there... When you have that many more people who are flying and you already know that holiday travel is stressful, do you have kind of a list of things, you know, that you can do to make sure that you survive the holiday travel? I mean, is it a basic checklist of getting there even earlier than you mm-hmm. originally planned? You mentioned don't wrap your gifts unless you want to see the happy faces of TSA agents opening them.
That's right. You know, it's some basic common sense. Get to the airport early. You know, you're going to be driving to an airport. Maybe we're having a little bit of inclement weather. You know, leave ahead of time. You want to get to the airport early. You want to get your bags checked. You want to check in and relax. So you're at the gate a little bit earlier. Doesn't matter. Okay. You have the opportunity maybe to grab something to eat ahead of time, or, you know, take that bottle of water that you can't take through when you're checking through security, but you can purchase on the other side of that on board. Be there. If you are traveling with children, make sure you have things for them to do mm-hmm. to keep active, not only maybe on the airplane, but also in the waiting areas. Because let's say, for instance, we see weather on the East Coast and we know what that does, or the West Coast or any of the major hub cities. it could delay you, not out of here, because I also checked this morning for arrivals and departures. Traverse City
is doing good.
Extremely well. Yeah. We're in fine.
I'm at tvcairport.com right now.
Yes, and that's the other tip. Download that app. It is a great app to have, and it gives you the arrival, departure times. It gives you some of the TSA things. It gives you all sorts of information, news, everything. Kevin Klein's been on us, on the show so many times. As you know, he stresses it, we stress it. It's a great app. The other thing is, depending on the airline you travel, you might want to download their apps too, because they're great ways to keep in touch back and forth as well. We try to keep our clients apprised of their schedule changes when we get them, but sometimes something might just happen en route. You know, it's the day of, and you're trying to do that as well.
Right.
But these tips are important, and try to pack light. Try not to get crazy. Don't bring everything you need, you know, you think you need. Put it out on your bed, look at it, say, okay, now what can I put back in? Because you have baggage fees, and all the airlines have them, depending mm-hmm. on if you have a certain type of credit card or a certain type of status, you know, frequent flyer status. But for the most part, you pay an average of at least $25, sometimes more for the first bag than the additional bags. You don't want to have them weigh so much that you're paying excess weight. Why would you do that?
Well, okay? And you get there, and you know, what was I even thinking? Why do I have all this stuff?
Right. I opened my bag one time, and I travel enough, and I went, why did I bring this? You know, you don't do it. The other thing is, the things that you can take through security, be aware of. You can't just take, you know, huge cans of, like, aerosol sprays and all those types of mm-hmm. things. You know, there's restrictions on certain batteries that we might put in our
electronic devices
and all that. All of that can be found on the app of the tvcairport.com. I mean, there's a lot of great information. And what you don't know, it will help you through it when we're making reservations with you.
You know, Bonnie, before we run out of time here, though, I have maybe this is going to be kind of a silly question, but when you see that forecast of 30.6 million travelers mm-hmm. over the Thanksgiving holiday, what do the airlines do to prepare for that, to accommodate the added amount of travelers?
Well, what they'll try to do is maybe a place where they have a smaller size plane, they'll okay. increase the size, okay? They'll increase aircraft. They'll increase staffing. I mean, that is so important to getting through with the whole process. But there's only X number of airline seats available. And that's where if you wait too long and you know you're going to be traveling, for instance, Thanksgiving, you have a little flexibility. Mm-hmm. The busiest day is today. The busiest day returning is Sunday. If you wait and maybe travel tomorrow, not only may you have found a little bit lesser airfare, but it's not as crazy as it is today. Or if you're able to leave a little earlier, maybe today you could have left yesterday or the day before. Make it more of extended, but try to work around those busy days. Christmas is a little bit more flexible normally because people are not necessarily going for that particular meal on that date and then coming back. That's when it's still busy, but Christmas gives you a little bit more flexibility on the outbound and the return. So just as a food for thought, and some people stretched out into the New Year's holiday.
And just
so that one's a little bit.
As mm-hmm. you said, be aware that, you know, people are planning. We're talking about the holidays right now, mm-hmm. but they're planning and they're booking their spring break travel, their summer travel, even getting into a year from now, into fall of next year, winter of next year, whether it's a cruise or it's, you know, somewhere, multiple kind of things. Maybe you have rail and cruise and flight and everything. They're doing
Absolutely.
It now. Because, you know, I think we all have this sort of this tendency to procrastinate, thinking that, oh, you know, if I wait, I'm going to get a better deal. And Bonnie, you are the guru of travel. You're saying, nope, that's not how it goes.
No waiting, because it's not going to happen. Because as we get closer in, scarcity exists, and you can pay more, and you will not get that deal. But I will also tell you that river cruises are extremely popular right now, and that's the time to be buying them is right now, because the deals are on. We have one right now. We could save $1,000 off on an Avalon River cruise. Yep. So there's all sorts of things going on, but don't procrastinate. If you're going to go, go. Get it done. Look forward to it. Have some fun with it. And while you're around the dinner table, you're absolutely right, Colleen and Crystal, that is the time. Families are all talking, and they're talking about whether you're just going to come home.
Yeah.
You know, come home to visit, or maybe why don't we do a little family reunion at such and such a place. It's all about the gift of travel, but the gift of travel is something that we take and enjoy for ourselves and those we love too.
It's a, such a wonderful idea for a gift, too. And Bonnie, you know, being that the Travel Authority has those gift cards that you spoke about, thetravelauthority.com is the best way to find out more information about the Travel Authority. But calling your office is a great thing to do as well, right?
Right. We're right downtown. Been there for 40 years, 116 Cass Street, next to the Franklin Building restaurant. So it's simple. You know, just come on in, give us a call, or stop in. We're there. Now, we are closed tomorrow and Friday, but we'll get back on Monday, but we're there today.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. And remember, if you are flying, have something for the kids to do.
Oh, yes.
Have something for yourself to do.
Keep yourselves occupied, and please don't scream at the gate agent.
No.
They're only trying to do their best.
They're just doing their job.
Peak time.
Yeah, yes, and
please.
Don't scream at anybody. How about that?
Right. How about that? Let's be thankful for everyone, all right?
Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, and you have a beautiful Thanksgiving, Bonnie.
And you do too, and all our listeners. Take care.